Blog Talk Radio.
Brilliant music. Because a lot of artists rap about the things that you are doing in life, but you actually rap about the things that you've been through and what you're talking about in the song.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I run?
Hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's a name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run. I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own, hustle.
Should be too lit, should be four lit. Pick me up a 4-6. Got a bitch with another bitch. We ain't trippin' cause we all hit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Too lit, should be four lit. We ain't trippin' cause we all hit. Yeah, yeah, that's the shit I like. I ain't got no type, I can't decide. Girls like girls, I can't deny. Big pussy with a side of wine. me so she got my eyes closed. Oh yeah, that's my girl and that's our wife too. Lit, shit be four lit. Pick me up at 4:06. Got a bitch with another bitch. We ain't trippin' cause we all here. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Too lit, shit be four lit.
Okay.
We ain't trippin' cause we all here.
You know we all in it. All my niggas quit it and never call me. Yeah, might see my young nigga pullin' up with y'all, bitch. Pick the shovels up and bend it over tall, bitch. Hey, put that phone down, my young fucking bitch, girl. Hey, put some money up in here so independent, girl. Man, I'm just tryna pull some diamonds in your pen to get your titty fit. Presidential streets and private jets outside the city, shit. One thing I can't stand is a pity hoe. Can't keep your business to yourself, don't go to telephone. By where you been and how much pussy you be selling for. Don't wanna see you with a telescope, tell him go.
Should be too lit, should be four lit. Pick me up at 4:06. Got a bitch with another bitch. We ain't trippin' cause we all here. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Too lit, too lit, four lit. We ain't trippin' cause we all here.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you. Just me, Solo Dolo, other host in the field. You already know what it is, Golden Fleece. He will check in when he checks in. if this is your first time tuning in, this is, again, Global 14 The Cut via Jermaine Dupri's global14.com. So do make sure you go through to the blog site. See what's popping there. Gonna have a lot of stuff posted. We've been posting exclusive music that JD's been doing. We've been posting rap game stuff. We've been posting just a lot of different content. So definitely go check it out. Also want to make sure that you check out the... Okay, got you. Sorry, y'all. You know I be doing 50 million one things at one time. Also want to make sure you check out our guest tonight because I will be... looking forward to sending over some content and material for them. And it is going to be Impact Magazine. So it's been a while since we had a publication on the line with us, another media outlet. So anytime we, last time we had an outlet on, it was the Shade Room. So I love when we can get and connect with media. And it's just a wonderful thing. So I definitely want to highlight, again, Impact Magazine, Tanisha Brown. And she's actually having an event in Houston, Texas, coming up in the next, is it this weekend? I believe it's this Saturday coming up. So if you're in the Houston, Texas area, I know I got a lot of Texas listeners. Definitely want you to slide out there. Tawanda Braxton will be in the building. The Musicians' Wives will be there. And we're going to get a little bit more information about the magazine, the owner, and the event. So stay tuned. I'm excited. It's all about women empowerment tonight, as always. Speaking of women empowerment, Solange knows. Congratulations to Solange. I love Solange. I always have. Y'all know I'm not a jump, what is it called? A bandwagon person. I always be on deck before it go down. So definitely excited to for Solange, and I wanted to play a little bit of her album tonight, but I don't have that available. So if you haven't had a chance to check out Solange's album, please do it. Yes, I'm co-signing. Everybody co-signed. The numbers reflect the same. So shout out to Solange Knowles. Also, what else is going down? I feel like there's always a lot of announcements that I have to make, and I just be long-winded. It'd be so much going on, but it's a beautiful thing. So Hip Hop Awards happened. We did all that last week. Next event coming up that I plan to touch down to is going to be the Soul Train Awards, believe Las Vegas, Nevada. So you already know last year was on point. They came through, Centric. Shout out to Centric. BT, y'all did your thing last year. You had the Babyface tribute. You did your thing. So looking forward to this year. And I'm not sure who's hosting, but go to BET.com, Centric.com, and check out all of the information for Soul Train Awards. So let me see. What else can I run by you guys? Yes, we played the new record by Tip, T-I-B-O-B, and Rara, I believe the name is. So, yeah. Okay, got it. All right, so let me see. What happened? Oh, you guys, we're going to talk about the Surviving Compton dream. I want to talk about that for sure, for sure. Because you know how I felt about it, and I'm looking forward to it. When does it come on? Is it this weekend? It's coming up sometime soon. We're going to look that up and give y'all that information. The Surviving Compton joint with the Michelle A, who dated Dr. Dre, has a baby with Dre, and well, it's a grown person, a grown child now, but has a son with Dr. Dre and a daughter with Suge Knight. So I'm not going to be able to talk tonight. I can already feel it. I already see it coming. It's a lot going on. But anyway, Surviving Compton. We're going to talk about that because I feel some type of way. I really do. I'm not going to lie. So I can't wait to get into that later. And I hope you guys are ready. So make sure you got the number on deck so you can call in and talk about it after our guest tonight. So 760-913-4119. But we do have the guest on the line. Again, Tanisha Brown, Impact Magazine. I want you guys to get familiar with that name. Also, the musicians wise if you're not familiar, so hashtag get ready, get familiar with it. Let's go ahead and drop this Tory Lanez Love record, and then we're going to come back with our guest on Global 14 The Cut.
I know, girl, but and I know from the first time I've seen your love, you got me, baby. Even though, girl, I know that I
Welcome back to Global 14 The Cut, and as I stated to you guys earlier, if you tuned in, you're right on time because I do have a special guest that's joining us tonight, another media publication by the name of Impact Magazine, and I believe its CEO, founder, editor, all that good stuff is on the line with us, Tanisha Brown, I believe, and we're going to bring her on right now. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Oh, okay. I'm good. And yourself? How are you?
I'm wonderful. Very excited to speak with you. I've heard great things. I've seen some great things. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
Yes, ma'am. And I think we have some other spotlight guests joining us as well.
Yes.
With you.
Yes, yes. We have the wonderful, the Musician Wives. They are located in Houston, and we have partnered to do the Cocktails and Conversation there with Tawanda Braxton.
That is amazing.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hello.
How are you guys?
We're great.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm excited. I'm from Texas. We're raised in Texas. That's home. So anytime we get home on the line, it's a good thing. So thank you guys for joining us tonight.
Thank you
for having us. Absolutely. So I actually want to be able to introduce you the right way to our listeners, and we actually have a great fan base out of Texas, being that I'm based out of that area. And we want to kind of get into your background a little bit, Tanisha Brown, not too much in your business, but we do want to be able to introduce you. Yeah, we ain't going to dig deep, but we do want to get to know who you are and how you got to where you are as far as Impact Magazine. So can you tell us kind of about maybe just a little bit of the upbringing, kind of where you're from, and, you know, just how you even began in the media.
Oh, okay. I'm from Trenton, New Jersey, and I used to do the newsletter for my church that I used to go to, and people loved the graphics and what I spoke about in the newsletter, and so it hit me one day, like, what can I do for people who won't go to church, you know, people who are looking to be inspired in different ways. And so I always admired Susan Taylor of Essence, her class, her beauty, and how she inspired everyone. It doesn't matter what you believe in, she was just inspiring. And so I sat on my computer at work one day. I worked at Merrill Lynch, and I was just researching the magazine business, and that next like year went into publication, and
wow.
Here I am. And 2015, I was sitting around trying to figure out how I can keep the magazine in front, because I've always done events, like anything. It's like I come from an event family. So how could I, you know, merge it where the magazine could still stay in front of the events that I love to have? And sitting around with some friends, we were just, you know, bopping it, the ideas off of each other, and Cocktails and Conversation came from that. So we're here in Houston now, going to Houston now with it. We started out with Angie Stone. We have Music Soul Child, Deb Antony, April Daniels. Like, we have some great folks just to come out and talk about unconventional things in like such a relaxed atmosphere with, of course, drinks and friends and guys. And, you know, it's just a great time that we have.
Most definitely, it sounds like, and I'm kind of mad that I can't make the Houston joint. And shout out to Mocha too, by the way, the who you work with and a part of your team at the moment, because, and she is listening, by the way, because she told me about this event, I want to say about a month and a half ago, and I was like, oh, I got to make it out there. But I have something else on my schedule, so I'm looking for it. I'm hoping y'all come to the West Coast, and do something. Yeah, because that's where I'm at. So let's talk about how you actually got connected with, and again, you have to give us a business plan, but just how did you even connect? You're Angie Stone, Music Soul Child. These are not just, you know, I'm at the nightclub singing a song. This is actually, you know, some prominent musicians. So how did you go about even making these networks and relationships?
Well, actually, Angie Stone was on the cover of our winter issue in 2015, and I knew I wanted to release it in such a great way because she's such a huge artist. Mm-hmm. And she was so accommodating. She made me feel like my magazine was, you know, out there like Essence. And she was just very, very, she said, you know, very great things about the magazine. And I just wanted to honor her in such a way that, you know, she gave me. And so that was just it. And then, you know, just knowing people, I was back and forth on social media with Mocha for music. And then just basically relationships that you have, you know, no matter what, who the person is, if it's an Angie Stone or if it is like the wonderful ladies of the Musician Wives, who are wanted to bring women together in entertainment, just to show about supporting each other and how we can grow the network and do some marvelous things together. It doesn't matter, you know, it's just keeping those relationships in order to bring about a great goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. So when you put this, and I did have opportunity to look at the magazine when we when we got all the information over and kind of looked at everything, and I saw you had the website, you got the social media, and all that established. What actually goes into, are you a team of many or just a solid team who moves, like you got 100 people on staff?
Right, right. That's what it is, a solid team. That moves and work together. And the biggest thing is to have a team, because at first I wasn't working with a team. It was just all me. And then it grew so much where I needed to hire, you know, different people to work with me because I couldn't do it. And to be effective, you need people who are stronger than you in certain things in order to bring about a great result, you know. And I'm very proud from the first time I, you know, put the magazine out to what I was doing by myself, and then to see, you know, now with Chrisette on the cover and how it looks, and it's just marvelous just to see the growth. So it's wonderful.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. So how do you go in the age in the time now, and as you stated, Essence has just been, you know, that modeled example for you. Mm-hmm. In a time now where everything seems to be digital, I actually enjoy the fact of having something in my hand. I'm the one that goes
exactly.
and gets the actual CD, right, and still opens it up.
And that's my demographic. They still want to, you know, hold the magazine in their hand. So we offer it in print as well and as digital. So basically, we have two fronts that we're going with as far as the people in hand and the people who can just, you know, pay for it online and read it digitally.
Nice. Okay, you can get it both ways. That's what I'm talking about. But however y'all need to get it, we're going to make sure you get it right. So also in leading into the magazine and just like as you mentioned, hiring. Now, is this a magazine in which you'll be at a later point soliciting editors or different content, adding different columns? Is this something where...
We do have different writers and contributors come in from time to time. We do have that, where we do have that. And as it grows, you know, I'll add on more. But right now we do have contributing writers.
Okay. And if anyone was interested in... working among your staff or perhaps just a volunteering or internships of some sort.
Right.
Is that opportunity out there and available for them?
All the time. They can get with me and come follow me on Instagram, Impact Magazine, and you know, just follow me and then hit me up in my DM and let me know you heard it on the radio station, and we'll go from there.
Nice, nice. I want to ask you then also with the, because you've had some great success and even moving forward, and we'll get into the event soon you have here coming up in Houston with the Musicians' Wives. What would you feel, in your opinion, what has been the most challenging aspect of launching your magazine and getting it to the point where it is now?
A lot of times, like when you just have to do your research, like being in the business, like knowing where to go, what to look for, being under someone to be teachable. And the hardest thing was to have people find the value. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
you're not Essence. So me relocating, going to Atlanta, gave me the outlet, because Atlanta, everybody, they don't care if it's an indie magazine or if it's a national publication. They respect you just as well, especially if your work is 100%. Like, if you're putting out an excellent product, they will respect that. So
mm-hmm.
it's basically having people find the value. And once you put it out in an excellent manner, they have no choice but to step to you like you step to them. So that
mm-hmm.
was basically, like, in the beginning, just seeing that. And still now, you know, you have some people who, because my demographic is really strong in New York, New Jersey, Atlanta, North Carolina, and some parts of, like, Florida, things like that. But, you know, when you go to different places and people don't know you, you have to really, really, like, fight for that sometimes. And then other times they embrace you. I'm so excited about, you know, opening up and, you know, partnering with Houston, because the Musician Wives has done so much work and so in such a great volume. It's just like everybody wants to know the story. Everybody want to, you know, be involved with the event, and it's so great because of the work they did. So it was the transition for me to come to Houston was easier than, like, say, when I was trying to break through in New York, you know. So it's a good thing. So
absolutely, most definitely. Now, I also wanted to ask you then, so yes, you do have a Musicians of Wives event coming up this Saturday with Tawanda Braxton, is that correct?
Yes, most definitely, yes.
Okay, so can people still get the tickets? What's
yes,
the scoop on that?
Yes, they can go online. They can go to the musicianwives.com website, and they can click on to the event, and they'll be able to go and get the ticket.
All right, all right. So what we want to do then now is we can actually, we still have the Musicians Wives on the line still, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We can
right.
hear from them
yes.
too. Okay, let's introduce, let them know what's good, what they're getting into this weekend.
Hi, my name is Diane Tribbett. I am the co-founder of the Musician Wives, and Brandy Jackson, our founder, is on the line as well. And we're really
Hello.
Excited about the event coming up this weekend.
Woo-hoo! Nice, nice. I'm excited as well. I'm jealous. I can't be there. Are you guys going to have any YouTube? Can we check it out on YouTube if, for those of us who are going to be far and distant from the event?
We're going to have, Impact is going to have our live streaming for the, we're going to go live on Facebook and also do some things on Instagram. So if they're following us on Impact Magazine, we'll be streaming and doing those things live.
Oh, yeah. I'm good for that.
And the Musician Wives will be doing the same.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So tell us about, okay, you guys, you're not going to completely miss out, but you are going to miss out on the drinks and the men. If you want to get, yeah, you mingle on, you're going to miss out.
So we're just, like you said, we're really excited about everything that's coming up. So, the Musician Wives itself, just our group overall, we're just really about female empowerment. You know, one of the things that we do is reach out to other women who are in the entertainment industry or who are married to musicians, and just trying to let them know that we have this sisterhood of sorts, and, you know, empowering them and letting them know they have a voice. And so teaming up with Impact Magazine, Tanisha and her group, it was just a no-brainer for us. I mean, it just does. It had everything to do with our mission and what we're trying to do in the Houston area and branching it out abroad. So it's going to be great, and we're looking forward to the other guests we have. I mean, Tawanda Braxton is great. We're going to have Kim Gagne from the Steve Harvey Show. We have our own Houston Zone Magic 102 DJ that's going to be there, Candy Eastman. It's going to be a great time, so we're really excited about it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It sounds exciting. Y'all got me extra excited. I mean, because y'all just sound like, look, it's going down. If you miss it, that's on you.
It's
I
going
mean, the
down.
Energy. Just the energy itself, I can feel it's genuine, and it's really about what, again, Ms. Brown, and, I mean, Tanisha Brown was speaking of. So what is the musicians-wise, how do people get be a part of that, or is there a way to be a part of it, or what can they do to contribute, or just kind of stay in the loop of that?
Well, they can go to our website. They can go to Instagram and our Facebook, which is the musician-wise. It's different outlets that they can go to join our group. We have different events so they can come and support us.
So, yeah.
Our website is, yeah, we have a lot of things coming up, but they can go to our website, which is www.themusicianwise.com, and they can check us out.
All right, so you guys are actually, it's not just the name, you actually are wise living musicians. Is that correct?
Yes,
that is correct.
Wow, so you guys have got like an automatic common bond because you know about studio and concerts and touring and just all what comes with that musician life. How do you guys balance? And if it's too much, let me know. How is it for you guys? How do you find the balance between the business, the music industry, and then your family and you know, just that marriage, that whole aspect?
What,
is this something that you talk about at cocktails and conversations?
Well, you know what? Being a musician is what my husband does. It's his career, just as I have mine. But however, we both have each other's, but both of us are first our first ministry. So we do whatever needs to be mm-hmm. done to make things work.
Mm-hmm.
So we support each other. We pray together. We do everything together.
Right.
Okay, I need to get
so
that, been, like, for real. I needed to hear that because I'm in the industry and I'm just like, I don't know how that's going to work. But the way that you put that, yes, if you in the end put each other first, you definitely can make something
right.
come about. So, yeah, I'm going to take that food for thought for sure, for sure. So, yeah, I like this. Serenity and Sisterhood, can you guys share with us kind of about that? Because I did see that on your website.
So Serenity and Sisterhood is basically just what it's saying. You know, we really believe that we have a common bond. That was one of the things, like Brandy was just saying, is that we have a common bond as musician wives, as you were saying, that we have. We're all married to musicians, but at the same time, we are, each have our own individual endeavors and all. So we wanted to come together as a sisterhood and bring in other women and let them know that, you know, sometimes you get lost in the shuffle when you're married to a musician because
mm-hmm.
we're just like, most people say you're the musician wife, you know, but
mm-hmm.
We're just real, real focused right now on trying to make sure that we reach out to women and let them know that, hey, you have a support system, most like, you know, any sisters are. We're there to talk, encourage, build up, help whatever way we can. And so that's just really important to us that we get that out there. And through this event we're having with Impact Magazine, we think that that's like another stepping stone into that. And we've done so many other philanthropic things in terms of, you know, giving back to our community is really important mm-hmm. to us. We're always doing something. We've done events for lupus. We've done events for, we have one coming up for Alzheimer's. We've got an event in November for casino night that we're going to be giving back to some of our inner city youth. So we're just always mm-hmm. wanting, we bring women in and give them something else to do and come together. And like I said, just more or less being able to talk to one another and know that they have a source of somebody that understands and can relate to what they're going through on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. I love that. I love this. I really do. And I'm glad you mentioned all of the philanthropic efforts, because I was going to ask Tanisha and you guys and yourself if you actually had a nonprofit and aside from this. I mean, I'm not trying to put you to work full-time everywhere, but you guys are moving and shaking. So I'm like, this is nice. This is dope. And it's genuine, and I can hear it. And so thank you for sharing that. So then I want to ask you, Tanisha, also, Impact Magazine, is there a specific, you mentioned your demographic and kind of where that's located. Is there a specific goal, or I would not say goal, maybe a mission statement? Is there anything Impact Magazine wants to really drive home with that name being Impact? Anything in particular mm-hmm. that the magazine is really just, you know, gung-ho for, whether it be Black,
it's,
you know, Black,
our,
excellent?
Our mm-hmm. mission is to empower, encourage, and to educate our readers. And that's been mm-hmm. like that for next year will be 10 years. So that's our mm-hmm. mission. Of course, I'm a Black woman, so I'm looking for my people first, as always. And so
right.
because everybody else have great images and positive things to reflect, you know, their culture. So that's my first and foremost thing is the Black family, Black man, woman, child,
mm-hmm.
and especially the women. We are the brunt of everything. We take mm-hmm. care of our husbands, our kids, our parents, our sisters and brothers. You know, we are the forefront, and we need encouragement and to be empowered and to know that we know that we know that we have the support of, if not our community, then at least our sisters, you know.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How do you guys feel, and everyone can answer or however you would like to share, how do you feel about the portrayal of Black women in media today? And it doesn't, of course, not a put down, but just with what you guys are sharing, how do you feel about that portrayal of Black women? Because we do have, we got a couple of, you know, stereotypes out there, but now it's to the point where we, you know, we really looking like one kind on social media,
right.
as it relates to, just on social media. Of course, we have, everyone is different, we have different lanes, but just the portrayal of Black women and young girls and young women when they turn on the TV. When I turned on the TV, I had, you know, you might have had In Living Color or Martin, but you had Family Matters, you had Fresh Prince, you know, you could see,
exactly.
You had the Cosbys. No, I'm not going to go there, but, you know, we had some different examples as it relates to just TV and entertainment and the music that we had out. How do you guys feel about the direction of just all of that in the media today?
This is Tanisha. I think you said the key thing was we had variety, because we didn't have people jumping on tables throwing stuff of what they're doing today,
mm-hmm.
but we did have a variety, just like with the music. We had N.W.A., but we did have Brand Nubians, like Queen Latifah. It was more of a variety of what we saw, so we knew that that was just not life. And now
mm-hmm.
This is what we see. But then that's why we have the work of Impact Magazine, the musician-wise, to show people in real time and in real life that this is not the norm. That's not the norm. That's just a section of our culture, which it does happen, you know, not
mm-hmm.
to the extent of what you see on TV a lot, because they are hired to entertain. And if people
mm-hmm.
will understand that about reality shows, then they would know that. But see, that's where our job come in, to show the unity within the sisterhood and within our circles and what we do with our platforms to show people you know, different sides of who we are.
I totally agree. This is Diane. And I definitely agree with everything Tanisha said. One of the things that we do as the Wide Musician Wise is we want to get in the forefront, which is why we've been striving so hard to do that, because we want to give a positive image of women. I think women overall get a bad rep because they already say that women cannot work together, that we are catty and that we fight all these negative things. And we want to show our goal. One of our goals is definitely to show that women can work together, that we don't have to do the fighting. We don't have to do the throwing and the cussing and all that, that we want to give a positive image to our young girls so that as they're coming up and getting older, they have those positive images that we had as we were growing up to say, oh, well, it doesn't, that's one direction, but we don't have to go that direction. We can do this. We can be successful. We can have our own business. We can do, you know, we can do anything that that we say is possible, because nothing's impossible for us because we've seen other women do it. So for us, that's one of the big factors for us, is making sure that there's some positive images out there. Even, you know, like you were saying, with the what we see on TV nowadays, that's just, a lot of that is just staged, and they just need to see the real thing. And you can't do that if you're not out in the forefront.
That's right. That's right. And definitely, and just, you know, as you guys said, you know, I guess, what is the saying? If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Exactly.
So I love that. Again, you guys just, you're killing like 10 in one right here. You know, you're networking, you're empowering. You're putting on for women and just Black women in general. You're bossing, you're getting your money, all of that. It's a 10 in 1, and I absolutely love it. And I can't wait to see what else is coming up. More about the event, Cocktails and Conversations. We really can't give you all more. You got, that's the purpose of the event. You have to go attend it, and that's what you get. So
exactly. So it's going to be at the Aloft Houston, by the Galleria, is that what it's called? In Houston, 6 to 10. You have to get your tickets online. We're not taking any money at the door. So let's go and get it done and get it sold out. We're not too far from it.
That's right. And I just, and I hate to do this, but I have to, because I know people, they don't have the ID. It's just the dress code. Like, let's just, can we just give them the whole spiel? Do they have to have their ID? If they have a ticket, like, what do they need to come with?
They just have to have a receipt that they paid their good money and come on in, and it will be good. And we will, that'll be good for them. That's
okay,
all.
I'm sorry. I have to say.
No, that's, I mean, okay. I understand. As long as they got that receipt, they are.
Right. And dress code, any dress code, they can come however.
Yeah.
Within reason.
Upscale chic, you know, we come in,
okay,
we're doing upscale chic, honey. We doing a Musician Wise and Impact Magazine event. If they follow us, they know what's going on. They know what's going on. We're going to have a good time, but we're going to look good doing it.
Okay. All right now. All right. And Tawanda Braxton going to be in the building. So you guys.
Yes. So,
this,
you know, we about to get it going on in a good, nice fashion, you know. So
absolutely.
That's basically
absolutely
it, you know. But we're going to have a good time. And we have a great bunch of people. We're going to find the executive producer of the Steve Harvey Show and radio station, a national radio station, 102.1. Then you had a musician. All of us come together, so it's going to be a good thing. People come out and see what it's about and see what else is next with everybody.
Absolutely. Well, I can't wait. Even though I can't touch down physically, I'm there in spirit. And I will be watching the stream, and I'll be looking forward to going live. I'm going to be hitting up Mocha, like, Mocha, press play on the go live so I can watch. I really want to see, and I'm very interested and excited about just everything that you guys are doing collectively and, you know, the collective efforts and then what you have on going on in your individual endeavors. So, and I want to thank you guys for taking the time out to speak with me tonight. I hope to meet you one day. And offer a bigger platform if necessary. I definitely am going to reach out to people in Houston and continue to let them know to step out this Saturday. So thank you, thank you,
thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Can you guys let us know again the social media where everybody can follow you and look forward to more to come?
My Instagram, anywhere you can find, is Impact Magazine, all one word.
All right.
And for
Impact
us, musicianwives.com, you can find everything for us as well.
All right, y'all. Research. Everybody research. Get into this. I'm very excited. Thank you so much, Tanisha Brown, Musician Wives. It was such a pleasure speaking
with
you guys.
Thank you. Nice talking to you as well.
Bye-bye. Yes, ma'am. All right, y'all. Well, okay. Y'all better, you better step out. This is what you got to do. You got to put your money where your mouth is. If you want to support Black business, or if you just want to support business, women in general, make sure you step out this weekend to this event, or make sure you tune into the live streaming. There's really no excuse at this point. You hear what they have to say. You hear what they're working towards doing for the community, for them, for just, you need to support. I mean, this is what you have to do. If you're going to keep tuning into, you can't complain about the things that you see in the media and just different portrayals of women or just of anything that you're not appreciative of. If you don't also put forth the effort to support the things that you do hope to see come to light. And what I do hope, when I'm very serious about that, I want to see the go live and stream and anything that I can contribute, share and watch. Get the views up. Get all of that up. Let that trend. Hashtag it. Cocktails and conversations. Cocktails and conversations. If you at the event, hashtag cocktails and conversations. Let people join the conversation because it's very important. They're going to have a good time, but as you can see, they can get deep and they can get real with you and let you know what's going on one-on-one. So I enjoyed them very, very much. So shout out to everybody that is listening and tuned in, and I saw some different callers from Houston as well. And yeah, they're going to continue to share that flyer, Cocktails and Conversations. And if you need their information, feel free to call in and hit me up, 760-913-4119. And I got a conversation I want to get into because I didn't get to get in good last Wednesday with it. I couldn't get in good with it, but I'm going to get in good. I did my research, and I'm going to talk about it in a minute. But we're going to get into this Tyra B record, Hardly Ever. She was a guest on our show a couple of weeks ago, really months ago. But bottom line is, she does have a single. We didn't have it? Oh, man. They said we don't even have it, y'all. I'm in here pumping y'all up, pumping everything up. And we don't even got the record on deck. Look it. Look what's up. We don't got it. Okay, what can we get into? Because we got to play something before I get back in. I'm going to give me a sip of water, not a sip of tea, but a sip of water. We're going to get into the conversation that I've been dying to have, and I hope y'all are ready for it. It's about the Surviving Compton joint. I can't wait to talk about this. Let's play. You know, look, anytime, y'all already know who my favorite person is, right? Aside from Young Me. You already know who my favorite person is. We're going to play that GZ, let them know we're going to get back hip-hop live because we're getting ready to get into a conversation. So we're going to play the GZ, let them know. He is going to have Chopper Die 3 coming out. And let me tell y'all also, I almost fainted because Jermaine Dupri was hanging out with him. They filming for Rap Game Season 3. I don't know what they got going on. He's doing too much for me as a whole, Jermaine Dupri. But he was hanging with GZ, and I was like, no, he's always around him when I'm not around. And it just drives me crazy. So, yes, I've run into Jeezy. I always see him. Not always, but I see him at every event. And I just be keeping it player, keeping it G. I don't be acting like a groupie. I don't be acting like I'm the number one fan. But I'm like all of that rolled in one. So let's play this Jeezy. Let him know we're going to come back with the conversation if you want to get into it with me. 760-913-4119. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Woke up this morning, feeling like Rocky. Back to myself, yeah, I'm motherfucking cocky. Take off all the chains, we can play a little hockey. You know we playing with the chops, yeah, how you leaking socks? Let me tell you about the story from Marachi to Versace. My partner pulled up, I had to shove it off a box. Two bowls on the side, yeah, you know a little broccoli. Choppers in the car, got my own paparazzi. Stars on the ceiling, confidences on the trill. Where them bad bitches at, let me know you in the bill. Last time I hit the counter, said my bell was a mill. Last time I hit the club, said I could've bought the bill. I'm about to hit him with the sauce, off the ass for a minute. Like my Philly niggas say, get in my bag for a minute. They like, where you been, yo? They were bad for a minute. All them clown niggas when this shit was sad for a minute. But, oh, these niggas get on that shit, y'all. I can write a hit, dawg. I'ma need 5 bricks for the show, dawg. Plus another 20k, just so, dawg. I done had 5, I don't like to take, dawg. I'ma show you how to kill him with the hate, dawg. Sometimes you gotta let a nigga know, dawg. Sometimes you gotta fuck a nigga old, dawg. You niggas gon' learn who the fuck with. Y'all old gon' make me with the fuck shit. Took it out the bag, mixed it with the yellow box. Went to sleep, woke up in a yellow watch. All them clown niggas when this shit was sad for a minute. But I'ma make these niggas get on they shit, dawg. Do nothing else, I can write a hit, dawg. I'ma need 5 bricks for the show, dawg. Plus another 20k just to show, dawg. I done had 5, I don't like to take, dawg. I'ma show you how to kill them with the hate, dawg. Sometimes you gotta let a nigga know, dawg. Sometimes you gotta fuck a nigga hold, dawg. Niggas envy, I can see it in their eye, dawg. Type of niggas sit and wait on your demise, dawg. Couldn't walk a mile in the hate side, dawg. I'ma show what you been like surprise, dawg. You a whole ass nigga can't stop shit. You a whole ass niggas ain't buy shit. You know we brought out all the chains for the gold digger. And we brought out all the things for the whole nigga. You get money in this motherfucker, what it do? Got a pocket full of hundreds and I bet they blew. Hard dickin' bubble gum, no pillow talk. And I ain't gotta say much, I let the spiller talk. Bad laid out front for a tank, nigga. And I'm acting like my shit don't stink, nigga. It's in the rap, P. Miller on the tank, nigga. Y'all about to make me start putting ring, nigga. I'ma make these niggas get on that shit, y'all. Do nothing else, I can write a hit, y'all. I'ma need 5 bricks for the show, y'all. Plus another 20k, just to show, y'all. I done had 5, I don't like to take, y'all. I'ma show you how to kill them with the hate, y'all. Sometimes you gotta let a nigga know, y'all. Sometimes you gotta fuck a nigga hold, y'all.
All right, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. And as I stated before, I took the break and hit you with the Jeezy record. If you missed the first part of the broadcast, first of all, we did have another media outlet, Impact Magazine, which I'm very excited about. They've been around. They've been in the game a little bit. You just didn't know what was up. They have digital and hard copy. And they're going to be in Houston, Texas this weekend with Tawanda Braxton and the Musician's Wives. So I'm excited about their event. I'm going to have a busy Saturday. Their event takes place Saturday. They're going to do live streaming. And then also Saturday is Surviving Content on Lifetime TV. Okay. I didn't get to really go in, and not even go in a bad way, but I didn't get to go in on this like I wanted to last week because I was piecing information. I didn't really have it together. I'm ready for y'all now. So Michelle Lay from, I said I was ready. Michelle Lay, who Eazy-E did sign eventually, who did a lot of records, and I guess she was on the reality. Well, she was on the reality TV show. What was it? What was the reality show that she was on? The Divas joint in LA. So of course I don't be keeping up. That's not my area to do all of that. But however, she was on that show. She'd been, you know, back on the scene doing her thing. Never really left the scene. She got this biopic coming up on Lifetime TV. She dated Dr. J, had a son with Dr. J, and had also a daughter with Eazy-E. Oh, my God, I'm tripping. Not Eazy-E, y'all. I take it back. Suge Knight. She had a daughter with Suge Knight. I'm just all over the place. I told y'all, that's just me tonight. So she's got this biopic coming out, and it's basically chronicling her journey within the relationship of, I think, mostly Dr. Dre. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But it's definitely highlighting the domestic abuse and the violence and just what all went down behind us. They're trying to be like, this is a behind the scene. This is the story you ain't see. This is the story you didn't know about. And I'm like, look, I didn't want to know. You feel me? Like, I'm sorry, but I get it. But I didn't even want to know. I was on a high after leaving Straight Outta Compton. I was the one that got the first showing. Like, they had like an 11:30 a.m. showing. That was me. I was in there with the matinee. I went to the biggest theater. I paid the most expensive ticket that you could pay for a matinee, had the little snacks. I was ready. I was in that first showing for Straight Outta Compton because I was excited about it. I was looking forward to it. I had been following it. And now I'm just feeling some type of way about the Surviving Compton. I really am because I feel like I didn't need to see that. I'm excited. The story was about NWA. This isn't the story we missed because we didn't need to know. So Compton, Straight Outta Compton, this is NWA. If anything, it was an Eazy-E tribute. It was an Eazy-E story. I get it. I understand they miss you in the movie, but I didn't want to talk about that. I don't want to see that right now. You know what I mean? I'm still excited about Straight Outta Compton. People are still talking about it. It just hit DVD. What was it, like January? Because I pre-ordered it. It's one of my favorite drinks. It's a classic movie, and I don't want the vision painted right now of our black men. I'm sorry to say it like that, but yes, that happened. But I just feel like it coming out right now is just horrible. I guess it's not up to me. People's lives and what they go through and their journeys and everything that happens is their story to tell, and they can drop that whenever they want to. But I feel like, and I'm not on a conspiracy theory, but I'm just like, really, last time, really? Now y'all want to come through? You know what I'm saying? Now you want to piggyback off the Straight Outta Compton success? I just didn't like that. And not that she is, but I feel like they picked the perfect time to promote it, but I hate the timing of it. And I am going to watch it, and I'm not an advocate for domestic violence. I understand it firsthand, and it's not a good situation to be in. Is very hard to get out of as well. But I really hate this for Dre, because what also I hate about it is that, I mean, you got beef by Dre. We don't even be in that involved into his life, invested. And now we're going to see, which is, I'm quite sure it's true. He even said, I apologize. Yes, I did this. I was young, whatever, whatever. But to me, when you see the NWA joint, when you see Straight Outta Compton, you don't see them just respecting women. Like, I didn't see them just respecting women from start to finish. Not to say that they were just dogging them, but I mean, at that time, I just didn't see that. I didn't gather that from the movie, and they definitely didn't make it like they were. Until maybe, you know, when people start settling down and get married and everything. But for the most part, I mean, you saw groupies, you didn't see them holding women up to a certain type of standard. They were, you know, like they said, out there, you know, smoking weed, you know, drinking, doing things, rising, becoming what they were, becoming the megastars and iconic rappers that they are. So I really didn't think that, again, I just, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm going to have to watch it. I'm pretty sure it's well done, well portrayed. I like the actress who's in there. I think she's going to do a wonderful job. But I'm just disappointed in the process of how it's all going to play out for Dre. I think Dr. Dre, I feel like groups are going to come after him. I feel like people are going to come after him with the endorsement deals. I feel like petitions are coming. I just don't see this being moving and it going away, unfortunately. And I hate that it's just going to be in this particular light. So I don't know. I just feel some type of way about the movie coming out after I was on this magnificent high. Because people are just, you know, to be honest with you, social media and people in general, they're just ready to tell you. They couldn't wait for the, you know, some people was like, yes, let's get them, let's attack. Like, I just feel like sometimes people just be waiting. instead of just saying, dang, that's messed up, that's crazy, I'm not a fan of what you did to her, I hope you learned your lesson, I hope you're moving forward. You know, instead of that, it's going to be, we need to, you know, no more beef by Jay, women don't buy beef by Jay. Like, I just feel, I feel like it's just going to be a huge extreme. And not saying that we don't take it important. We should take it important. It should be important. We should talk about it more. This is definitely important. But I just feel like I hope that we don't hang him upside down by his feet for something that happened when it happened. I hope that we can encourage that he is not, you know, doing the same behavior, acting on the same behavior, and that he does maybe go out and speak to young men who have acted on this behavior, who may be in that position. I hope they do, that he does use his money, his efforts to go and say, hey guys, I did this, but this is not what's up. Yes, I made some mistakes and I need some help. I did counseling, whatever he wants to say, because I heard he was off the chain with it. But I just hope that we don't again play God and just convict people for the rest of their lives for things that they did. So that's all I'm saying. And I feel like last time they be strategic with it. They definitely know it's still a business, and don't lose sight of that. But I will be watching, and I hate that she went through that. But I will be watching, and, you know, that's just my opinion on it. I just don't want us to hold people to the fire for life. You know, I think that people deserve to have a second chance. I think people deserve to be able to grow and mature and different things along that line. So, but again, she has a right to tell her story, and I'm ready for it. I'm looking for it. But, you know, just don't. I'm got my Beef by Dre, and I will still be listening to my Beef by Dre. And don't convict me when I'm wearing the Beef by Dre next week, you know, after the movie comes on. So that's really all I wanted to kind of get into and say. I know it was a little all over the place, but it's a passion. It's coming from a passionate place, from somebody that loves music and then also a woman, and then knowing that situation and how that can all be. The other thing is, I really am, if I hear Beanie Sigel name one more time, I do not want to hear about Beanie Sigel or Meek Mill for the rest of the year. Not a diss record, not a comeback record, none of that. I'm completely over them, and I don't want to hear it. Like, I'm tired of it. We need a new topic. We need something new going on. If y'all have something new and we have a new topic and we can discuss something else, then I'm excited. If not, then I'm over it. So let's go ahead and from there, then let's see what we got coming up next week. Like we said, we have Impact Magazine and the Musicians' Wives on tonight. Please check out their event if you're in Houston, Texas. And then also, let me see here. Let me see. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. Soul Train Awards is coming up. Core DJs Conference is in Houston, Texas. Houston got a lot going on. Houston, Texas, the first week of November, will be the Core DJs Music Conference. So if you're an artist and you want to get your, you know, networking on, whatever you want to do, make sure you step out there, especially even in Texas. It's like no excuse. They haven't been in Texas in a long, long time. So make sure you go to Texas or go to Houston, and it's in the conference. Soul Train Awards will be that first week in November. I think it broadcasts like later in the month. And then Revolt Music Conference is this weekend in Miami, Florida. They did change the location to, where is that? You guys can look it up. I'm giving you too much. But Revolt Music Conference in Miami, Florida. Definitely go check the conference out. It's P. Diddy's. He always has an A-list panel on deck at each event, in each seminar. So I'm excited. The first time I went, Russell Simmons was there. You know, we did breakfast with Russell Simmons as a whole. It was just a wonderful experience, and I had some great connections. And what the wonderful thing about Revolt is the people there, like your Neos and just everybody, they're in the lobby. They're not like, I'm in my room, you know, don't mess with me. They're actually out in the lobby approaching people on their own, like, hey, what's up? But you know what? They are really there and in the comfort zone. So I love it. I think that they respect the fact that most of the people attending the conference either paid a good price to be there, or that they're, you know, they're really there for a certain reason. This isn't one of the drinks where you just showed up to kind of just if you paid and you're actually in these events, I mean, they know that you wanted to be there and be a part of the situation and be a part of the conversations in that environment. So I just really respect the scene of it all, if that makes sense. So I would recommend it. If you can't, that's cool. I think that the flooding and hurricane and all of that is clearing up on the East Coast now, or the coast rather. And I'm glad. Hopefully everybody is safe, and it's just a better situation that way. What else? I think that's it. Like, to be real, I low-key got, like, under the weather. So hopefully I didn't trip up you guys up too much with the conversations and the talking. But we will be back next week, like clockwork, on Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. It'll be me. Please better be on deck. I'm going to kill him. making me lose my voice tonight. But, nah, we'll be back next Wednesday. I will announce the guest. Shortly, I want to, again, as always, shout out to our staff, Faith Ricardo and Anthony. On deck, we do have a new YouTube. It ain't new, but it's new to you. We have a video up with Tupac. We have a video with the Outlaws and Tupac, talking about Tupac. And it's just great. Get the history. Get involved in all that. All Eyes on Me will be out soon. Ooh, Birth of a Nation. Did you go see it? Let me know. If you went to see Birth of a Nation, let me know what you thought about the movie. It's not too late to go see it. Let me know. I was hyping that up last week as well. Birth of a Nation dropped this past Friday. Please go see the movie. If you haven't, let me know. When I say go see, I mean, like, go to the theater, pay your money to see it. Not online, not the bootleg, phone, streaming through phone. Go purchase a ticket and see Birth of a Nation. I'm really behind this joint. I enjoy the fact that he's trying to do something with that particular story in general of Nat Turner. So, but that's it. At Onyx254 at Global 14 The Cut. You can also follow at Jermaine Dupree. And that's it.
They told it on me, had the dance, run up in my trap. When they came in, you know I had the yap in my lap. Back room full of blow, and a whole bunch of crack. Nigga in the kitchen, count money, second up pack. I was just about to pull, I had just twisted the cap. Drink everywhere they had me, laying in the face flat. Couldn't cut me, kept resisting, had a taste me in my back. I was taking off the street, cause of some jealousy is present. Made bevel for the blue one here, but now I want it. Spanish hunters looking for me, flies with my face on them. Now I'm really on fire, fuck them, open up some new spots. Can't show my face around the city, cause I'm too hot. Touch it up, that's when I put a hustle on the airwaves. Can't believe they gave a fugitive some airplay. Neighbors called it one assignment, said I had a hit. Got me the day I linked with C-Stone, been going off the street. A lot of shit been changed since your boy ain't been around. All I see is a time full of whole bunch of crime. Hope you had your fun, cause it's time to move around. I just touched down and I'm about to set the city on fire. I'm about to set the city on fire. I'm about to set this motherfucker on fire. The mud and I'm growing on their line. Just hold on to your money. I'm about to exit now. And when I touch down, you know I'ma set the city. Just touch down in the city. They blowing up my phone, but tell me what was all they out on. Summers I was gone, Jamin Rogers, Ron, seeing why, wishing I was home. I still forgot who gave it to you and who put your ass on. Now it's all eyes on me, I've been like Pa. Finna set shit on fire, yeah. Don't believe it, just watch. My street cred ain't one. Still plugged up with them blocks. No autographs, to make rappers, homie. Don't fuck around and get shot. Lot of clowns, lot of clones. Got the city looking weak. Whole time I had my
motherfucker here up to the street. Heard some rumors I ain't like, heard some rumors I may die. But I just touched down in the city, finna set it on fire. Finna set it on fire.
Interstate Money Gang.